You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The School.
With the house divided and
big week.
We have Bears and Dolphins stuff all over the house. And, she's ran a fantasy football league for like 15 years now. She loves it. She's so into it. And if I told you the name of her fantasy football league, I think that number would go up.
Go ahead. Give it to us.
I got more Bears here in my bag. I can give some more out.
The name of her fantasy football league for as long as I've been in it is Put Your Ditka in My Bucket.
That is Justin Turner. We had a great time talking to him. And we now understand why he was so well-versed on Bears preseason football. It's thanks to his wife, Courtney Turner. She is on Instagram at Court_with_A. So you get it, Court with a K. You just have to have the little spaces in between the words. She's the host of the Holding Court podcast, the co-founder of the Justin Turner Foundation. And you joined us on your anniversary?
What?
Where else would I be? Honestly.
Wait, today is your anniversary. Happy anniversary,
thank
first of
you.
All.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Is he 8 years?
How many years? What would we be doing right now?
I feel like you'd be off to some warmer place doing better things. I don't know.
Well, we got married in Cabo. So we actually did our courthouse marriage on the 27th. So we said we're going to move in a little bit. So when everything, the dust settles, we'll do like a proper celebration, but we're kicking it off here. No better place.
Guys, Courtney Turner is celebrating her anniversary. You get like 4 days off in the off season if you're playing baseball, as we have learned. Mark used to be the Cubs sideline reporter. We've both been sideline reporters for teams, so we know that schedule. I can't believe you're here on your anniversary, but congratulations to you and Justin. 8 years is awesome.
Thank you. What is it, like the 7 year itch? We made it past that, so we're still here.
And you've turned him into a Bears fan. Can you safely say that?
I mean, he's a Dolphins fan, and they're doing surprisingly well right now. I feel like they're on a little run. I don't want to jinx it, but I think he enjoys rooting for the Bears, I will say. And I think that everyone does. I think it's one of those seasons where no one's really mad at the Bears' success right now, right? I think they're a very likable team. So he's on board.
He said, I listened to the podcast. I loved his analysis of the Bears. No a-holes is what he said. They don't have that type of player. And he seems to like Ben Johnson, like everybody likes Ben Johnson.
I agree. As far as we know, no a-holes. So I think that's an accurate
assessment.
I can
probably corroborate. I'm in the Bears locker room a lot, and I have not, as Matt Nagy, you remember Matt Nagy?
Yes.
He used to refer to them as turds. That's what he said. He said, we have a turd-free team. Now, I don't know if that actually was the case for the Bears in 2018, that there may have been some, but I appreciate that Justin supports your Bearsness. He doesn't seem to push back against it. Or maybe he does.
I appreciate it. I really do. It makes Sundays more fun, for sure, to have him on our side.
I want to know your reaction to watching that game on Sunday, understanding how big it was and how long it's been since there's been a game that big in the regular season, and what you thought of the way it ended.
Well, if you saw my story on Instagram, I posted my Apple Watch heart rate just sitting on the couch, and I think it was 135 or something. It's not normal. I'll admit it's not normal, but it was a lot of fun. I think it lived up to the hype. Obviously, it didn't go the Bears' way, but they'll get another chance in a couple weeks. The ending of these games, they're really just taking years off all of our lives, I think. There was a lot of debate on the last play, and I've thought about it a lot.
What did you think about the last play?
I feel like he could have just ran for the first down.
That's one of the
options. I watched it back, and Justin said there was a guy right there, and I don't know. It's one of those, I don't know.
Well, that's
who knows? There's so many scenarios, and I actually think it was a play earlier in the game. I think it was the Jacobs one, where it was like third down, and I think that was kind of like the game changer.
Where he went
right
by
there.
Four Bears defenders.
Yeah, and ran for like 21 yard, whatever it was.
Exactly,
yeah.
21
yards. No, it was 21
yards.
Yeah.
And honestly, I had him on my fantasy team, which is a whole issue in itself right there. I will fully admit, I usually don't draft Packers, and I thought about pulling him out, but I was playing for a bye week, and yeah. So as much as I was like, I didn't love that, I was like, okay, I get a nice little consolation prize of 3.1 points or whatever it was.
Yeah, that was Mark's least favorite play in the game. That was the one that offended Mark the most, was the Josh. It was third and one. Josh Jacobs, 21-yard one. And you're right. Like, there were three of the best Bears around
Jalen
him.
Johnson, yeah.
Jalen Johnson
Dexter.
Was in the neighborhood. Montez Sweat was in the neighborhood. And even CeeDee Gardner-Johnson, who's come on, was also in the neighborhood. Like, I expected one of those guys to be able to stop him.
I think you always look at the last play. I feel like that happens in baseball, too. If a closer gives up a run and they lose, you don't look back at other things throughout the game. There's always that focus on the last play. But should it come down to the last play? It obviously makes it more exciting. But being in that situation where there's so much riding on the very last play, I feel like, I don't know.
Are you a bigger football fan than you are a baseball fan?
I know way more about baseball.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is that? But because
it's one of those things where I really should take a break from sports, and the way that the schedule works out, I really don't get a break about a month there when spring training starts. But no, I enjoy it. I think I enjoy, obviously this has been a fun season, but I enjoy the fantasy football aspect of it, because I think it's fun to be invested in most of the games on the weekend.
Did you come up with a league name?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a long time ago. I think it's 13 years now, 14 years. It was when Justin and I first met. So, yeah, 13 years ago.
That's really strong.
The strongest.
Yeah. I have two leagues. I do one with a bunch of different baseball wives, and then I have my friend's league.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But. My God, how many bears does she get for naming her? So I do a scale, just a life scale of 1 to 10. Instead, I give out bears.
Yeah. Like
you get 1 to 10 bears.
Okay.
The fact that you have named your podcast, Put Your Ditka in My Butt Kiss,
yeah.
That's 9 bears right there. Now, the only reason is you're not getting...
The league name, yeah.
The only reason... The league name, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I should have a podcast called that, but you never know.
And we'll get to the
little
podcast.
Little foreshadowing.
Yeah, the only reason you lose a bear is because you put a packer on your fantasy team. I can't just let that go.
Sometimes I'm sorry,
the draft falls, right?
Okay,
I understand. I don't play fantasy, so I can't get too into it, but that's... I got to take a sticker away from you.
Yeah, I agree. I would take all of them away from me. And then I ended up losing by 3 points, and everything was riding on a Ladd McConkey performance, and there was just not wasn't there.
But you had to watch the game last night too.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a roller coaster of crazy, that game.
Oh, it was wild.
Yeah.
It was like a sack interception fest. It was wild. It was getting whiplash going back and forth. It was, I think Jalen Hurts ended up with 0.4 fantasy points.
I'm gonna make you into our like stereotypical prototype Bears fan and be like, the way you reacted to the end of the game and how exciting it was and your heart rate and everything else, but you're okay with it. Is that simply because you know you play the Packers again at Soldier Field in 2 weeks? Would you feel differently if it was like the last time that they were going to see the Packers?
Yeah, I think that there's still a lot of football left.
Right.
And it's wild. I mean, baseball, they play 162. One game is nothing. Football, there's so much. You know, it stands for so much more. So it is a lot more nerve-wracking for sure, but... I don't know. We can't get too high or too low. As fans, we've been through it. And, you know, like, I don't know. I just think we got to stay the course.
That's
right?
Courtney Turner.
You know what? Get rattled.
Courtney Turner is from Northwest Indiana. She is from the region. Her husband is Justin Turner. And based on Justin Turner's resounding assessment of his football life with you, his fandom life, we wanted to have her on. So that's who we're talking to right now. And Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Her podcast is called Holding Court.
Is 162 games too long, by the way, in baseball? Do you get exhausted by that? Does Justin get exhausted by that?
I love it.
Yeah?
I'm all for it.
You live the baseball lifestyle.
I think Then it's tough when you go into playoffs and it seems so abbreviated.
Oh, yeah. And then it's spring training before
football,
you know.
Football, it's one game. So it's, I don't know.
Truth.
It's tough. I'm glad the wild card is 3 games now, I will say.
Oh, agreed.
Yeah.
Like, why are we playing 162 games
The Dodgers, I think when we were there, only played in one wild card game. And then they had a game 163 one year to like win the division or not. And that's just cruel. It's messed up.
Well, and I mean, like, that's something you experience. You know, like you're in with this. For people who don't know what it's like to be married to somebody who plays 162 games at the least. Like, yeah. Justin Turner's been a part of a lot of playoff teams. Like, you guys are in this together.
Yeah.
What is that life like? And then moving that to just one game, deciding the fate when you know that everything else has led up to it. Like, how would you describe that to people who don't know?
It's our whole world, you know, and I'm all in on it. And I think I made that decision early on in our relationship that, you know, where he goes, I was going to go and I was going to travel and I was going to be a part of it. And so I think I feel it. And I think he says that I probably feel a lot of the losses worse than him. I think he does a better job at turning the page and all that. But I think when it's just our whole routine, our whole schedule, and now having a son and bringing him along for the ride and the level of, you know, that adds a layer of difficulty and travel and all of that. I don't know. It means a lot. I just want him to have success. So I think I just take it so much more personally than just a fan watching the games. I think for us, it's just way more personal because of all we put into it.
Do you know where he's going to play?
I don't know.
Is he playing?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, good.
He's so well rested after this year, after his after his new role.
That's
so
hilarious.
We'll see.
Okay.
Any takers?
I mean, we just talked about Philip Rivers signing with the team for 44 years old. So I mean, Justin's got at least a couple good years in him left.
I love that they just announced that, right? That he signed to the
today,
practice squad
a couple hours ago.
I love it. When I see the over 40s getting it done, I mean, how many kids does he have though?
10. Nine?
He was waiting for that call. He's been sitting by the phone. He's like, wait, a change of pace and getting away from this. Not that's getting away, but getting, his kids get to experience it now. No,
he's a grandfather. He's a literal grandfather. He has a grandchild.
Really? Courtney, I love that.
Courtney, I think the kids might have been like also, yeah, dad,
no,
play football.
I love that. Yeah, I have some friends where their husbands have retired and they get opportunities to play in, you know, the alumni games, or I think they do like those, I don't know, they did a game this year somewhere, but
a Legends game.
Yeah, one of those, and their kids get to kind of see dad back in his element. So I'm all for it. I think it's cool.
Well, that's very cool. We've seen pictures of Courtney and her family and Justin Turner at games. She posts on Instagram at Court with a K. We are coming back with more from Courtney Turner, a noted Bears fan, and yes, White Sox fan. So we got to get to that because that's coming up next here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.